Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Texas has officially enshrined voter ID into law. It is permanent, no getting around it. And this has actually been an ongoing battle since 2011 when they passed the law originally. There's been a ton of lawsuits from Democrats, obviously, that came out to prevent it. But ultimately, this week, a panel of judges ruled that the law was perfectly okay, which obviously it is, because how are you going to vet people? According to Politico, this is what the judges said in the ruling. They said, the number matching requirements are obviously designed to confirm that every mail-in voter is who he claims he is, and that it is plainly material in determining whether an individual is qualified to vote. No duh. How can we know if our elections are actually protected if we can't verify whether the individual qualifies to vote? That is the central question everybody should be asking every single no voter ID state. As a lot of people have pointed out, the no voter ID states are pretty much all the Democrat states. And a lot of people have pointed this out and said, oh, well, that means that all of those are corrupt elections. Maybe some of them. Like, I don't think all of them. I think that's a little bit presumptuous. I don't think New York, for example, is going to go Republican today, though it is, you know, it is trending that direction. I think what it means is that when there are Democrats, they then enshrine non-ID voting laws in order to stay in power ultimately. I think it's a little bit of a reverse of what a lot of people are saying. In any case, it's so uncontroversial to have voting ID laws. Yet, at the same time, it is controversial. It's because Democrats need there to be no ID requirements so that they can have fraudulent voting. That's clear. By the way, that is not me saying it. Not just me saying it, I should say. That is them fully admitting it. I showed this video on the show yesterday. But Jasmine Crockett, who is a congresswoman in Texas, says as much. She fully admits it. Take a look.
There was a benefit to shining a light on what it was that they were trying to do in the dark in Texas. So unfortunately, we've seen our numbers fall now that they have these voter restrictions in place.
If you have to show your ID to vote, immediately Democrats lose votes. That is her saying it, not me. Very interesting. By the way, I think this really goes to show that elections matter a lot. Sometimes when it comes to elections every year, you have a kind of certain swath of the population who says, oh, it's a uniparty. We're not voting. It's all the same. Republicans, Democrats, is the same. I'm not voting because I don't like either of the candidates. I think that's a horrible argument, and I'll explain why. If you don't like either person's policies, look at the judges that they might appoint. All three of the judges that ruled on this case came from either Trump or Reagan. If they hadn't been president ever, these would have been judges from Hillary Clinton, for example, or maybe Al Gore instead of Bush. So again, sure, you might disagree with people on policies, but it's not just policy. These judges are such a big deal. And so the uniparty nonsense is just a little ridiculous sometimes. I'm sorry. This would not have been the same outcome with a Hillary Clinton appointed judge or a Kamala Harris appointed judge. It just wouldn't be. So cut that out. Are there some similarities? Is there corruption? Sure. But that does not mean that there are equal outcomes across all things. And that's especially true for voter ID stuff. People without IDs would still be able to vote today if, you know, we had voted Hillary Clinton in or Kamala Harris. So it does have a trickle-down effect. It isn't just about policy. Sometimes, though, a very good enough reason to vote for president is simply the kind of judges. I actually think that's a powerful position that a lot of people could take online. I think if you're ever trying to convince someone, hey, you know, you may not, there are conservatives out there, for example, who don't like the character of Donald Trump, whatever. You know, it's not something I agree with, but there are people out there. Talk to them about the judges. Say, look, it doesn't matter the character. Do you like the character of conservative judges? If you do, then we need a Republican president. And then you don't have illegals voting in Texas anymore. Speaking of illegals, the clash in LA between the leftists and ICE right now trying to deport illegal immigrants, it continues. I know this is a lot in the news a few weeks ago, but it's still there. There is a viral video of an LA lady screaming at the LA City Council. She's screaming at them because they're allowing ICE just a little bit more to do their jobs for the most part. Here is the full, unedited confrontation.
Hi, my name is Katie LaFoon, and I have general public comment, but I will not let you start my time until I have everybody's attention.
So that's not how we do 1 minute of general public comment. If you'd like, you could adjust the microphone.
Do not start my time until I have everybody's attention. Nope, you restart that. I took off work. You guys work for us. And nobody is paying attention. Hi. You work for us. And we have a comment. We need you to listen. I understand that this is typically like your job is parks and rec. That is not what this is right now. We are in a state of emergency. The actual mayor declared that. And we are here asking you to pay attention. You have had a summer break. You know who's not had a summer break? Don't roll your f***ing eyes at me. I see you. You know who's not had a summer break? The protesters, the citizens of LA who are terrified. You know what we're not hearing you talk about? In 2 weeks, school is back in session. 50% of the students in LA do not feel safe going to school. Why aren't you talking about that? Why is no one having a town hall? Seattle, their police chief instructed their police to protect the citizens. Why can't you? Why can't the LAPD be on our side? We want LAPD on our side. I'm not done. Our fight is with ICE. Our fight is not with LAPD. We do not want to be fighting with them. We want them on our side. Can you imagine if LAPD was protecting us? Protecting the citizens. You're putting the LAPD in danger. You're putting these people in danger. You're putting us in danger. You're not doing your jobs and you're looking at your f***ing phones.
Because he's going to come to me.
My backpack, sir. Warnings.
Okay, so I live about 10 hours from LA, not super far. I mean, I could drive there. I go there all the time. I've been there a ton growing up. I've got family that has lived there in the past. But I have to say, and I mean really no offense to the good people of LA, because there are some, but I have to say, watching this video, it is clear to me that LA is just donezo. I just don't know if there's any saving it. There's just nothing you can do. Because on one hand, you have the most annoying lady that you've ever heard screaming like a shrew about how law enforcement shouldn't be allowed to do their job. And then on the other side, the person that she's screaming at, you have a group of men and women who are like the game makers from The Hunger Games. If you've ever seen The Hunger Games or read it, that's in the first book. Katniss is basically trying to wow the game makers. And she goes, and because she's very last, they're all drunk, and they're eating, and they're not paying attention, and so she shoots an arrow at them. That's these guys. You can see it in the video. Some of them are laughing at her. Some of them are just doing whatever. They're in their own conversations. They're acting like pretentious elitists. Again, I don't support what she's saying, but to a certain degree, it's like, if you're going to be part of the city council, you have to listen to everybody. And these are not serious people. They don't actually care. So both parties, incredibly embarrassing, incredibly annoying. The LA Times released a story today, in fact, and it was called this. It was called, these are the exact words. It was, your guide for ICE in LA, resources, explainers, legal rights, and more. So that is what's going on in LA. That is the kind of opposition that ICE is facing. Apparently, with all the anti-ICE sentiment right now, ICE arrests dropped by nearly 20% in July as opposed to June. In June, the average arrest was 1,224, and now it's about 990. So still very successful. They're still obviously able to do their job for the most part, but this is because that this decrease is because of the local courts and the government literally trying to stop law enforcement at all costs. And that goes from the policy that they're inflicting to LA Times trying to literally tell, you know, illegal immigrants where to hide so that they don't get deported. That's not good news. The good news, though, that's bad. That's the bad news. The good news is that Trump's immigration policy is so popular that this is just more ammunition for the Republican Party to use in 2026 or in 2028 to show how much the Democrat Party hates Americans and their safety. If it feels too good to be true, let my partner Gray Ledger take a look. Before you sign a deal, wire funds, or back someone's play, have Gray Ledger do the hard work and vet the players and the paperwork. They spot the red flags, trace the entities, and flag inconsistencies that amateurs and scammers hope that you will miss. Gray Ledger, because second opinions should come before signatures. Go visit grayledger.carrd.co, or you can head to the link in the description below. Marco Rubio has fully endorsed J.D. Vance for president. This is before the midterms, before J.D. Vance has even announced that he's running, and before a primary could even happen where Marco Rubio himself could be in it to win it. Take a look at what he said.
You are talked about quite frequently as a possible contender in 2028. Do you have your sights set outside of the State Department?
Well, I think J.D. Vance would be a great nominee. I think if he decides he wants to do that. And so, I think he's doing a great job as vice president. He's a close friend. And
that is incredibly unpolitical and very direct. I mean, that's just not standard political reply. Usually what you have is, oh, I'm just focused on my job right now. You know, we're just trying to do the best things for the American people. But that's not what he said. What he said was, J.D. Vance is the man. He said, I'm best buddies with him. Don't talk to me. Talk to J.D. Vance. And I'll be honest, I hear that and I'm just a little bit sad to hear that from Rubio. And the reason why is because I'm blown away by how well Rubio has done as Secretary of State. I think a lot of people, a lot of my viewers I know, share that sentiment with me. If you'd asked me at the beginning of Trump's presidency, who is the cabinet member that would be the best? I don't think Marco Rubio would have been it. I think maybe Kash Patel would have been up there. Maybe Pete Hegseth. I was pretty excited for Pete Hegseth. I certainly like Marco Rubio, but he has really gone above and beyond. And if Marco Rubio is the president in 2028 or in 2029, rather, I'd be quite happy. So I'm a little sad to hear that. At the same time, after saying something like that, how do you run against J.D. Vance? It just doesn't seem like that's going to happen anymore. So it seems like J.D. Vance is just going to win. Here's the most recent polling on it. If you look, Vance is ahead at 53%. He has a majority already, which again, things happen. You know, primaries are dirty. Campaigns happen. Those numbers will certainly change, but 53% is so high. Second place is DeSantis, as it should be. DeSantis is fantastic, obviously, at 7%. Rubio at 5%. Again, as it should be. Like, the Republican Party is not far off with this. This makes a lot of sense, even though I personally think, I've expressed this on the show before, I think DeSantis and Rubio would be better. I think their track record's better. If you look at what J.D. Vance has substantially, like, done, he hasn't done much. He's very persuasive, very good speaker, didn't do anything as senator. He was barely a senator. I mean, he was senator for 2 years. As vice president, again, he's been a good cheerleader for Donald Trump, but DeSantis has a resume, man. He has done it. He knows how to be an executive. Marco Rubio has a resume. These guys know how to get it done. So I prefer them. And I think J.D. Vance is tied up in some tech billionaire things that I've also talked about that on the show before that I'm not a huge fan of. But with all of that said, the Republican Party can look at Vance, DeSantis, and Rubio, and that just makes sense. I mean, you've got the vice president, you've got the most successful Republican governor maybe in the history of our country, and then you have an incredibly successful Secretary of State. It's just spot on. RFK Jr. at 5, Haley at 3. No, no to both of those. RFK Jr. has exceeded expectations for me as well, but he is a liberal. We can't have him. Haley, a neocon at best. Big issues. I think we all know where Haley is at and where I'm at and where pretty much everybody who's a Republican is at with Haley, except maybe 3%. So it's very indicative of a reality. If you look at Polymarket, which is not polling, this is just the betting market. So they're looking at, you know, the reality on the ground and making bets based off of that. It's remarkably similar to the polling, actually. J.D. Vance is at 55%. So almost the exact same amount. This is, again, the percentage that Polymarket is saying these people have to win the Republican nominee. J.D. Vance is at 55%. Marco Rubio at 10%. Tucker Carlson at 4. No, no. Ron DeSantis at 3.6. Again, J.D. Vance being on number one and Marco Rubio at 2. Perfect. I mean, I think that's absolutely accurate. However, with all of that, the data is so absolutely clear for J.D. Vance that pollsters have actually stopped polling Republicans. That poll that I just showed you is from a few weeks ago. And usually you've got one or two polls a week. That is true for Democrats, but it's not true for Republicans. Pollsters are actively polling Democrats more than Republicans right now. And the reason why is because J.D. Vance is just so on top, whereas the Democrats are much more volatile. And here's what is interesting with this upcoming election. And I really can't think of an election that's been like this in a very long time. It looks like on the Republican side, we have a lockdown primary in J.D. Vance. It will hardly be a primary if we're being honest. And then on the other side, we have an incredibly open primary in the Democrat Party, more open than we've seen this century. And so again, never in recent history, and this is a fascinating stat, Have we had a Democrat Party where someone was not pulling above 30% at this point? And so right now we could have anybody. It's usually like, you remember back to before Biden. Biden was up there before Trump. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders were up there. There were some stragglers at the bottom. You had like Andrew Yang, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren went a little further, but people we knew were never going to win. But you had Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Biden at the top, and you knew that one of the three of those were going to be the nominee. You already knew. Right now, we really don't know. We have guesses. I've got my own guesses. I think AOC is my top guess, if you ask me right now. I don't think she's the best choice for them, but I do think that is kind of the vibe they're going for right now. But we've just never had it where all of the Democrat candidates are sitting at 10% or 5%. And so that could be an advantage for Republicans. They'll be unified around J.D. Vance, I think. However, looking on the flip side, it could be, in a way, an advantage for Democrats. The person who emerges from the primary might be a very formidable campaigner to beat out everyone else. I mean, J.D. Vance, like I said, I don't think he's going to have to do much campaigning. I think people will really coalesce around him quick, especially if he gets the endorsement of Donald Trump, which is not hard to believe that he would get it. On the other side, though, Democrats are going to have to really fight each other. It actually is somewhat similar to what Donald Trump had to do in 2016. You had a massive array of candidates, and Donald Trump freaking fought hard, and then he continued to fight hard, and he beat Hillary Clinton. So only time will tell, but one of these parties is going to have a huge advantage based on their very different primaries. One of my favorite things about the show is being able to interact directly with you, and that's why I've created my new Substack. Every single Saturday morning, I release a piece of content that is not on the show. It's written, it's directly to you. I can do Q&As with you as well. It's completely free. It just shows up in your email, so go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this show, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.